This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
You say the youth of the world will unite. What do you mean by that?
This is where the revolution's going to happen. The youth of the world have, and particularly in the United States, mountains of debt to climb and no way to get to the top. And they're seeing the too big to fails bailed out. They're seeing the gap between the rich and the poor, the widest in the United States of any of the industrialized nations. So now they have a cause because it's affecting them. So what we saw in England, again, with off with their heads, what we saw in Italy with the students taking to the streets, you're going to see in Spain, you're going to see it in Ireland. You already saw it in France. Figure it out.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where your insurrectionary wet dreams come true. I'm your host, Stimulator, and who the fuck said riots never changed anything? As we saw in Tunisia this month, the motherfucking resistance overthrew the ass-piping dictatorship of Ben Dover, who became as useful to the Tunisian people as a marzipan dildo. Check this shit out. This is something that you don't see every day. The pigs crossing the swine line to side with the motherfucking resistance.
This policewoman said she's been oppressed for too long.
The oppression of the police in Tunisia now. The oppression, injustice, and frustration, and persecution. We are living for Tunisia.
They also complain about their pay, but crucially, they no longer want to be hated, having been blamed for the dozens of deaths since the beginning of the uprising.
How fucking convenient. But Tunisia will have to wait for another day, because now it's time for
Riot 2010, Part 2.
Just like in Tunisia, motherfucking riots rocked Europe in 2010. Courageous young rebels took their anger to the powers that be as the economy was plowed by a giant ball sack to the chin. Rebellions in Belgium, Holland, Italy, Ireland, and Germany showed that the Euros have a lot of heart. But we will focus on three hotspots of insurgency for this report. In the UK, students overpowered the pigs and smashed up the HQ of the Conservative Party real good. The students are pissed because their useless education will cost them three times as much and decided to extract the rectum sample from the shit sacks up top. The fun continued in the month of November, and even Prince Charles was not safe from the rage on the streets as his motorcade was ambushed by the motherfucking resistance.
Off with their heads! Off with their heads! Off with their heads!
Yikes. Here are some highlights from the British rebellions. Spain, a national day of action, paralyzed the country from north to south as peeps from all walks of life called on the shit-fucking politicians to stop their austerity measures or face la rabia del pueblo. As expected, the anarchist stronghold of Barcelona saw the strongest resistance, from occupations of fancy-pansy hotels all-out social war in the streets.
Yo no soy un anticristo, solo un ser de carne y hueso. Busco en vano la verdad de izquierdo, vengo a destruir para construir. Solo soy anarquista.
From the third year in a row, the Greeks have proven to be the master insurgent warriors of all Europe, with street battles rolling steady since May, when a hurricane of angry protesters attempted to storm the parliament building. Spending cuts and tax hikes fueled the flames of revolution, and the conspiracy of Cells of Fire, a group that claimed responsibility for mailing explosives to many European heads of state. The fire continued in the streets as the anniversary of the 1973 student uprising, and a few weeks later on the anniversary of the police murder of Alex Grigoropoulos. Yep, in 2010, old Europe saw the beginning of its end, and the motherfucking resistance saw new possibilities for the destruction of the capitalist state. In 2011, it'll be America's turn to step up.
Le cœur on a la rage, mais c'est pas celle qui fait baver. Demande à femme la vie claque comme on se met sur les pavés. La rage de voir nos putains entravés, de vivre en travers, la rage gravée. Puis bien loin en arrière, la rage d'avoir grandi trop vite. Quand des adultes volent ton enfance, pas imagine un mur et un poli, la rage. Car impossible et cette paix t'en voulu, la rage de voir autant de CRS armés dans nos rues. La rage de voir ce putain de monde s'auto-détruire et que ce soit toujours des innocents au centre des tirs, la rage. Car c'est l'homme qui a créé chaque mur, ses barricades et béton. Aurait-il peur de la nature, la rage? Car il a oublié qu'il en faisait partie des harmonies profondes. Mais dans quel monde a Colombé parti? La rage d'être autant balafré par les piquants des normes. Et puis la rage, ouais la rage d'avoir la rage depuis qu'on est mort. On restera de tout quoi qu'il arrive, d'aller jusqu'au bout et là où veut bien nous mener la vie. On pourra plus se taire ni s'asseoir, dorénavant on tiendra prêt. Parce qu'on a la rage, le cœur et la foi. On restera de tout quoi qu'il arrive, d'aller jusqu'au bout et là où veut bien nous mener la vie.
Resistance movements are born when peeps get sick and tired of having the boot of the state stomp on their lives and dignity. In the old commie stronghold of Belarus, anarchists and other resistors have taken huge risks to try to spark a rebellion in a country that still has a lot of baggage left over from the old USSR. Small groups of anarchists have attacked the Russian embassy, military installations, and sold out union buildings. But as we all know, with resistance comes repression. And the motherfucking KGB still operates in Belarus and rules it with an iron fist. Anarchists and independent media makers have been targeted by the KG pigs, and the situation seems to be getting worse. To find out more about the Belarus resistance, I spoke with Alex Korping. Hey Alex, how the fuck are you?
Fantastically.
So, for people out there who don't know about your country, give me the motherfucking skinny.
So Belarus is the country that came up of the USSR, it's a former USSR republic. It was formed, I think, like in 1992 or something like that. And it's a republic, but currently it's like a dictator or something like that. Maybe Latin America style with one president governing like 15 years, and the economic status, I think, like capitalistic socialist state, something like that. They are making some social programs, but mainly it's just, you know, this one guy stuff who's taking all the money and making everyone poor.
We've been hearing that there's anarchists in Belarus. What the fuck?
Well, there was anarchists like in a beginning of the 20s, but yeah, they're gone away. During the USSR time, there were no anarchists, of course, because they were severely repressed. And the anarchist movement, the current anarchist movement, appeared, I think, at the beginning of the country itself. The current anarchist is getting from the punk rock scene, and I think it started in the 90s or something like that. Well, that's, I think, the biggest thing that happened. And afterward, there was like some organizations, anarchist organizations in the country. And the movement started getting stronger, I think, like 2 years ago, something like that. And the people started coming to the anarchists and so on. And the anarchists started making some direct actions, making some actions on the streets. There was like in the September of 2009, there was this small action against the Ministry of Defense with two smoke grenades thrown on their territory, and that's all. And one after another action was taken pretty serious by the state. All the actions were traced by the criminal cases, so now every direct action that happened here, even, I don't know, like smashing windows of some union offices were unarmed criminal cases, and the people can get like 6 years.
So is there any freedom of speech in Belarus?
Yeah, the main issue about the government out here is like they're still Soviet style. I mean, the dissent isn't really allowed here. So if you're talking about anything that is not part of the mainstream ideology, so you are like the enemy of the state. And if you are active enough in the country, you will most probably be defaced on the television, like showing that you are crazy, violent person that is trying to destroy our stability and so on. And the same goes to the independent media, as they're trying to face the decent out here as it goes. I mean, like, showing the struggle on different levels. And the government doesn't like it. And so their main idea is to make it, well, that there is only one TV channel or two, and in the internet is everything is under control. So the media is gone, the independent media is gone, and so on. And they are actually are putting some laws to develop the internet censorship to make it something like in China with a great firewall that will block the traffic and so on. And also out here, after the elections, it came up with big wave of repressions of the independent media. Many flats and offices of the independent medias and oppositional medias were raided, and people were questioned by the KGB and KGB agents. Also, the human rights activists are under severe pressures. There were two main organizations out here that were repressed, their offices raided, computers confiscated, and also the activists were also detained and questioned by the KGB.
That shit is fucked. What can people do to support your struggle?
The big question for us is the money. We are like really not the country that can, that the people get really a lot of money on the work. So we were calling like for the money, like the, I don't know, the gigs or some actions to raise some funds, because it's really expensive to get the lawyers out here. And there was some solidarity actions, I mean, like some solidarity gigs, and already people transferred some money to us. So yes, you can gain some, gather some money and send it to the ABC Moscow. Anarchist Black Cross, I mean. And also, you can still make an, I don't know, something like solidarity action just to raise the awareness in your country, in your city, about the situation in Belarus, and the Belarus exists at all. So, just be creative.
And that about this for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Many motherfucking thanks to the slaves who made this Heat Score show happen. Yasmina, Tim, Vegas, Kenneth, Aaron, Garcon, Will, Johan, Christopher, Casey, Jose, and Samantha Kropotkin. For links on how to support the Belarusian resistance, or to comment on this show, just visit my motherfucking website, stimulator.tv. I also want to let you all know that the NSIP tour is chugging along, so to check out if I'll be coming to your town, go to nsip.com. Now, where's the next gas station?
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at somemedia.tv.